Joseph Z, thank you so much for joining me here on Charisma. You recently released a kind of a compilation of prophetic words that God has been speaking to you from a couple years ago, even with 6 months ago, with this prophetic word about a shock heard around the world. And rather than just kind of me trying to talk about that, I want to kind of let you just share what it is that God has been speaking that we've seen really come to fruition or come to pass over this last weekend. But also, I want to take part of our conversation a little bit later and talk about what is the action steps for us next? Like, what do we need to be doing? So let's talk, let's look back first, but then let's look forward. So welcome.
Now, John, first of all, let me say, Charisma is doing such a great job getting the news out, breaking things forward for the people of God to hear and discern. And you are the tip of the spear with that. And it's a great privilege to be with you. I love it when I get a chance to be with you, John. So thank you for having me on with you today. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Joseph. I the feeling's mutual. I love being with you. let's just talk about these prophetic words that God has been speaking to you. I know we did capturing words for what is God saying for 2024. And we kind of touched on some of this stuff, but help us kind of understand what God has spoken to you and what you saw fulfilled on Saturday.
Yep. I'll do that. And I'll start there. Then I'll go back a little bit and I'll bring it up to speed. And I think we can even get into the future a little bit today, if time allows us. But, you know, I was talking to one of my assistants just recently, and I was walking through some offices. And before we went on a live broadcast, I'd said to her, you know, I see this word about Paul Revere and the shot around the world, and this shot heard around the world. And he was going to start a movement where people went out, and it was going to be like a urgency movement of watchmen, prophetic reformers, and people preaching the gospel like never before. And I got on the broadcast with our team, and they asked me that. They said, what was that you saw about this Paul Revere word? And I said, I have to tell you, it was a shot heard around the world. And the Lord began to speak to me about this. And then my team brought it to my attention that I'd been saying this at least since the month of June, if not earlier. And it was something powerful that the Lord kept bringing out of me. And I didn't even realize it kept coming out of me while I was preaching and prophesying. And I believe that it was a very clear marker that the Lord was saying, hey, this is coming. This is going to happen. So when we released that word the day of, the particular day of July 13th, it was roughly 8 hours previous to the actual event. So we prophesied there will be a shot heard around the world, and then it took place, obviously. And I can show you that clip if you'd like, John. We can put it up on the screen. It's turning into a shout, and like also going to begin to bring the shot heard around the world. Mm. I believe that is coming in a tremendous way. If we could also, let's show the one from June 7th, if that's okay, John.
For a great shout will be heard in all the earth. It'll be like the shot heard around the world. And the Lord says, you will know the great shaking has begun.
The great shaking has begun.
But remember these words. Redemptive instability is what is necessary to answer the prayers of my people. It's coming soon now. But in the end, there will be light and there will be life. Do not fear as we go into these days, for I am with you, and there will be another day. For I am with you. Fear not. Enter these times with joy and thanksgiving, for there will be a good conclusion in the generation to come.
Okay, let's stop it there, Elijah. John, you know, one of the things that I begin to see is this shot around the world. And then recently, while I was at the whiteboard, I was drawing things. And many people that watch our broadcast, and I'm so grateful to be here with Charisma, when I draw on the whiteboard, sometimes I begin to prophetically see in real time. I start drawing out what I'm seeing. One of the things I recently saw was a newspaper article where I heard the words and I saw it like ticker tape. And it said, God saved America. And it was like a newspaper headline. And I believe the shot heard around the world is leading to that God saved America. And I'm going to show you that. And then I can also show you one more word about straightforward, just a straightforward prophetic utterance where I talked about an assassination attempt. And we'll look at these. And then if you don't mind, we can talk about it if you would like. Okay, let's look at this. And then we'll look at the assassination word. This one here.
It's going to make a way for you where there's been no way.
June 4th.
In impossible odds. Even if 45 is not able to do what we want him to do or what everybody's praying about. And I think he is. Even if they sabotage this thing, which they're going to do everything they can to do that. I saw something, and I'm trying to word it the way I saw it. I was fast-forwarded into the future, and we looked back, and I saw a headline, like a newspaper headline.
Elijah, stop it for 1 second. Let me make a mention of that. See these hooks on top of the whiteboard? I had a vision about those one day, and there's waves that do that in the sky. They're like clouds, and the Lord spoke to me and said, when you see this in different places in America, it's a washing away, but it means redemptive instability. It's an instability word, but there's redemption with it. That's why that drawing is up above my head there, but let's keep going.
Headline. And you don't know if this stuff is literal or if it's symbolic. I saw a headline as if it was in a newspaper. Now I'm going to tie this all together, but hang here with me. And the headline was something like this. I saw the words, God saved America. God saved America. And I believe this is that word about the new America. I believe this is one of the reasons I went to Noah's Ark. I believe there's so much about this that I've got to share with you. But I began to see this. And so here's the thing. Leading up to this, you've seen me draw some of these things, right? You've seen we're coming into now. This time frame here, and I began to see this. All right, I began to see this. And it was going to be, again, a redemptive instability. He who sits in the heavens laughs.
Okay, let's stop there. Now let's one more video, if we could. Let's show the clip, please, Elijah, on the assassination attempt, like a JFK scenario. This is all the way back in 2022, and I will show this to you. And these are taken from our live broadcast as we're prophesying and ministering to everybody live. And so that's what this is. This is from a live broadcast in real time, and let's watch this.
It's to this man.
45 and JFK.
That's what they want to do. I'm telling you right now, there's a spirit afoot with this. There's other nations that they will blame if they can cause this to happen.
They're going to try to blame other nations.
And this is where you begin to realize they're actually wanting to I hope you can read what I'm writing. That's what they want to do. They want to bring that kind of narrative to the table where they begin to say, bye-bye, no more this. Now, even if that were to happen, and we pray against that, we bind that in Jesus' name, we come against that wickedness in the name of Jesus. Not only do we stand against it, I say in Jesus' name, no evil will befall this nation or our leadership, the true leaders, and no plague will come near their dwelling in Jesus' name. I believe that this is the agenda, that this is what they're pushing. This spirit here wants to see 45 through some nation like this one, you know, with some kind of attempt to take them out, and they'll try to label it the same thing as this.
So there we have it. Now, I'll look right back at you, everybody, and of course, joining you, John. it was a tremendous time. We've had a lot of these words, and these are just a sampling of them. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us, not just about what happened with Trump. And there's been some prophets that shared some unbelievably clear words about what has happened with his ear getting struck and all of that. But what I'm seeing is not just this event, but well beyond this event. I see another round, another cycle. So that's so far what I'm looking at, John. I believe the Lord is talking to us. And if we have ears to hear it, you know, there's some things I could draw on the board for us today and go into greater detail, but I know the Lord is speaking.
Yeah. You know, Joseph, I think one of the things that immediately I felt whenever I heard about this, because I just heard that Donald Trump has been shot.
Right.
And then you find out more information, but as it kind of pieced together, I mean, thank God that he's okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
But that feeling was something that I don't think I'll ever forget. And I know that many Americans, and I want to kind of go a place that maybe I'm not sure if everybody would go there, but
okay.
I know a lot of people have been putting Trump in the place where they should be putting Jesus.
Totally.
And there is this misalignment of idolization of President Trump.
Sure.
And so there could be a lot of people that decide to pick up their Second Amendment and go cause trouble. And we don't want to see that. But there is the tensions are high at this moment, for sure.
They are. They are.
How do we as Christians need to respond to this and not react?
Well, we need to act like Christians.
Good
you know,
point.
It's Jesus said this really powerfully in John chapter 14, verse 1. You know, the Word of God tells us what to do. Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be troubled. That means if it was, you know, Jesus wouldn't say that if it wasn't possible to not let your heart be troubled no matter what. And he told that to the disciples right before he's about to be crucified. And he said, don't let your heart be troubled like in the next few hours, as they take me away from you and these things happen. When Trump was hit, like yourself, I saw it and people were messaging me, mutual friends, everybody. I was preaching at a conference, just getting ready to go in. All this stuff came at me. And I just, I fell to my knees and began to weep. I began to weep. I was weeping over the nation on July 4th. Every time I heard any national song, any patriotic song, Star Spangled Banner, To America the Beautiful, anything, I was weeping and weeping because the Lord began to give me a love for the nation. You know, and to your point too, John, it's so important we never put anything or anyone in the place of Jesus. You know, but there's something I'm going to say about this. And the Lord began to remind me of Romans 13, where people begin to say, my goodness, you know, separation of church and state and all these things, and you can't do it. And you got to abide by the laws and the governing authorities in the land. Yes. And in America, if we're going to be biblical and abide by Romans 13, then we need to really follow the Constitution. We need to double down on the Constitution. We need to go forward with the Bill of Rights. We need to press into these areas and really enforce what's on the books and see that happen. And there's been a serious violation of governors and authorities that says in Romans 13, these are your messengers or agents that God has appointed for your good. But when they begin to be for your bad, they are now perverting the office God created. And that is why in a free republic or a democracy like this, we can begin to make changes to that. And that is our duty, according to Romans 13. We are to enforce the law is given us in the law of the land. And so I see that. And again, to say that though, we can't put anything above the name of Jesus. If America were to fall, we still got Jesus. We're standing on him. And the church won't fall. The church will be here. But in the meantime, between now and that, I know the Spirit of the Lord is telling us there's a bright future. I was in a Mario crusade a while back. I'm in this Mario crusade, John, and I'm standing there and a shout erupted in the room. And I'm talking a shout. It was a roar. A holy roar breaks out in the house. And the Lord says to me in that anointed, powerful moment, he pulls me aside in the spirit and said, Joseph, listen to me. And it was like a still small voice. And the Spirit said to me, this is not the end. It's not the end. People think it's the end. They think it's the end all be all with Trump. Now, if Trump loses or we somehow see his life extinguished and we are interceding and praying against that evil malfeasance, And if these things begin to happen, I believe there's an agenda for Biden too now. I think they have an agenda for both these characters to absolutely turn on them. I think they're going to allow Biden to be propped up only so they can exchange out the cards after a little while, one way or another, and even blame it on righteousness, even blame it on the Trump side of things. Who knows? But I've been praying about all these things, and I just got to tell you, I saw a future 20 years down the road. I saw a future. I got a flash of it. And the Lord said to me, what do you want to do? Because before, everything was so predictive and so clear that people would prophesy, it would happen, and everybody celebrated how wonderful. Then many prophetic voices misinterpreted what had happened in 2020. And I love the prophets. But we got past that side of it. And now the Lord is saying, hey, remember, this is not the great mission. This is the great co-mission. It's the co-mission. In other words, God needs his body. 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. He needs the great co-mission. He needs his body to cooperate with what his will is on earth, or it's going to speed up the time of judgment. It's going to speed up the time of difficulty. I remember Matthew chapter 24, you go into when Jesus said, when you see these things approaching, pray that your flight not happen in the wintertime or on a Sabbath. And here we see all these things taking place. I was reminded of the book of Isaiah, where the king who was sick began to cry out to the Lord, and the Lord did a miracle for him and brought the son up the steps, about 10 steps, turned time backwards. The Lord reminded me of when Joshua commanded the sun to stand still. And the Lord is saying, my people, if they realize we're in a great commission, we can make a difference together. In other words, when we live holy, separated lives and do what we are supposed to do with the tribe we're called to be with, we know 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, the sons of Issachar knew the signs of the times, what to do about it, and they were with their people. That's the third thing they did. And when we recognize that, John, we're not going to miss the target, and we can alter the timeline of some of these events. I believe July 11th was a very terrible day in America. I believe that he was going to be sentenced. Trump was. He was going to be sentenced. I believe it was the prayers of the saints that moved that. I drew a river from January, February, all the way on the board to the very beginning of July. I landed at about that time. I was talking with Chris Reed about what he prophesied July 11th. And I believe, like many people, this prayer, the righteous prayer, moved that date to September, which was the other side of the river I drew. And I could show you what I mean. And when doing that, you want me to show you guys that? Okay. Okay, John, I'll do it. Here we go. Let me go over to this other microphone. Here we go. Never mind the man behind the curtain. Here we are. Okay, I'll draw this very quickly for us, John. John, I like being with you. I like your audience. The Charisma audience is just awesome. You guys are just great. And I got to tell you, this is a great ministry. Support these guys. Support John and his efforts, because he's a great brother. He's the real deal. And I'm really honored to be with you. But let me draw this real quick here. So I got this mic kind of in the way. It's a little cumbersome, but look at this. So here's what I saw at the beginning of the year. I began to see that there was quadrants to this year. Okay. Now, one person had mentioned to me, Joseph, do you realize what you drew at the beginning of the year? I didn't realize that till my followers began to tell us this. But I saw January and I saw July. Now, I could draw all the months here, but just for the sake of time, I'll just let you use your imagination. During January, in this frame of time here, I saw this river break loose that came about like this, and it came roughly about like that. And if you've been watching me, you've seen me draw that. And it's, you know, in here, I saw the words new characters. That could be anything from the new VP that's happening just recently to what's taking place. And I saw 45. I saw him here. I saw the words money, money, money going around this year. I saw the words money, money, money going around the next year. And I see 45 here. And the Lord spoke to me and said, through prayer is the only way he's going to get over this river and to where he's supposed to be. And this is, of course, I'm also praying against some things that I saw here with a red October and a dark November. I began to see these words. And there's things we talk about. But anyway, I saw this. So the number one thing I was praying about was this date and this time, which happened to be July 11th. We saw July 11th take place. I believe that changed. Now, of course, we saw this scenario, which I believe plays into this, of the 13th of July. And this, of course, will be forever in history, no matter what happens next. But then this July 11th date got moved to September here, and things are happening. So I saw this being the first issue. There's three of them. The second issue was getting through this whole process, I believe, all the way up to September, which involves the circumstance leading right up to the election and all the characters they're going to try to bring out in Chicago. What's going to happen in Chicago is going to determine the second part of his process. And then third, actually, the election and where we pick our leaders. Now, should we get through this, I believe that there's going to be all kinds of just unbelievable happenstance that begins to break loose during all these months, going into our holiday season, going all the way back to January. At the beginning of the year this year, where we are right now, I saw the words 2024, that there was the roar, there was all these things, the war and more. And this roar, I believe, is coming, and this roar is waking up. And this is where we heard the shot heard around the world. And I believe that's going to induce a roar. And now you and I were talking about something really interesting, John, at the beginning of this, and the Lord showed you something that I'm still processing right now, and I think it's very important. Even with what's going on with the Republican convention, I just want to say that, but I believe the Lord is saying something about the coming Republican scenario and how they need to stand up, or they're going to have a lot of difficulty. But I know in my spirit, and I'm going to draw this one more time here. This is something I've drawn. If my audience has seen me a lot, they know that I've drawn this a lot, but I need to share it again. And that's this thing here. That's this timeline. I saw a timeline. And interestingly enough, this is the USA. And they're talking about America. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, America will go down at 30, 60, and 100 and go back at 30, 60, and 100. I've been drawing this for 2 years. And somebody told me, they said, you realize, because I said, it goes down at a 45 degree angle and it goes back up at a 45 degree angle. Notice that 45 down and 45 up. It's very interesting to me. And a season of redemptive instability, darkness. But I saw instability, but it's redemptive. And this is what's important. And of course, during that time, I saw this tornado. I saw all these things. The Lord said, don't run from it, run to it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. I saw the words, the new America, John. The new America coming out on the other side. Now, this could be anywhere. And I've believed it had to do with this word I've given, this word you just saw me draw already. That was like this, which is 24, 25, 26, 27. And I see something very monumental for 2028. And I believe that this will play into this picture here, even though there could be a, what I call a census plenier, more than one thing happening at a time here. We could see the fall and the rise of 45 quickly. We could see this, but also the processes here where we begin to see this take the next 4 years. And I believe there's going to be a 2 year time frame of right-sizing challenges, losses, victories, all of it. And we got to keep praying for the safety of everybody that's involved. And I've even been praying, this sounds wild, but I've been praying for the life of Biden. I've been praying for the life of Biden because I want him to stand there so actually righteousness can win equally, that we can get in there and do this. So this is some of the things I've seen going into the future, John, and that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, the where you have the 24, 25, 26, 27.
Yes, sir.
Why is that looping? What is God showing you about that? Because I have a question about that specifically.
Because this represents to me redemptive instability filled with ups and downs, okay. Ups and downs. It's like a stormy time. That's what I saw.
What that looks like to me is if you're looking at a schematic for electronics or like electrical diagrams,
yes.
That I believe is what represents light bulbs. There's light and it actually is heat. That is, it's the light and the heat in an incandescent bulb is caused because of the resistance. It's the resistance. Actually causing it to be, that's what's causing it to light up and to have heat.
Electrical power and light it up. So through the resistance, there's coming electrical power.
Yes.
You know, there could be a lot
that's
of words
I'm seeing as
in
you're talking
this.
About that.
Powerful, John. There could be That word, I see that word. You know, this is the interesting thing. You know, like we're called to interpret the signs of the times. We're called to interpret enigmas. We're called to look at these. Sons of Issachar didn't just give straightforward words. They interpreted things. I think of Acts chapter 15 when it said, it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us that we should do these things. And when you're talking this way, John, I'm hearing the voice of God as you're talking. And I think you're correct. I think there's something to do with electrical power. There could have to do with negatives where you see power grids go down as people are talking about and issues happening. But I believe regardless, the charge is here to build us up for a new America. If we have the stomach for it, if we can stand in faith and favor, if we can rise up in the midst of adversity, I believe God wants to have us see a new day, a new America. Doesn't necessarily mean better, but there's a lot of surprises going to come out of all this. But I'm with you on that. What a great interpretation I think you just shared with us, John.
As we're looking at this, you know, I think prophetic words are not necessarily predictive as they were prescriptive.
There you go.
And so we can't just say, okay, wind it up and let these things happen. We have a part to play in this.
We got to pray.
And so I know earlier this year, you and I talked about this is a do-over year. You had a do-over word. How are you seeing that play out now?
I am so glad you asked me that question. At the beginning of the year, I heard that. It's a do-over word. I saw these things happening. And of course, we have the same political characters that we had in 2020. Here's an interesting fun fact, just because the Lord uses me in prophetic ways to go to places like a street called Straight, and God speaks to me through prophetic locations or sending me places. Moments of transition, times taking place when I'm there, things just happen. In this particular instance, in 2015, the Lord had sent me and my wife, Heather, to Trump Tower. We were in Trump Tower. We're standing there in Trump Tower in Chicago, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. We're standing in Trump Tower in Chicago. And as we're there, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and I said, God, are we going to begin to see something dramatic happen? Is America done? You know, what's going on? And the Lord spoke to me, and that's where he said, no, America is one more round because the young lions are coming. And I thought, wow, God sent me to Trump Tower. These things happened. One thing led to another, gave me a word, gave me marching orders, and then Trump won the election. In 2020, the Lord told me Trump will not win the election. Maybe he did legally, amen. But we recognize that in the public eye, we realize what happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that I saw it, we declared it. And then this year, we celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, Heather and I did. And we were gifted a getaway to a location. We got there, and one of the places we went to is this beautiful hotel. We get in the hotel, we're talking to the concierge in this hotel. And as we go up and look at this beautiful window outside the room that we're staying in, he came to us and said, well, you know, we recently changed our name. I said, really? What was the name previous? He said, this was the Trump Tower, the Trump Hotel. Hmm. And I looked at Heather and I said, it's a do-over year. Not only do we have the football teams playing and they went into overtime, which was a sign that we're going from a time of grace to mercy on this nation. We're in overtime. The sign of Trump Tower for us was a do-over. And there's many of those things that are transpiring right now. And I believe this time the outcome is going to be very different in Jesus' name. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a mess going into this. They're going to do everything they can to mess this up. So we got to stand firm, and they want, and you said this well, John, they want righteous people to act badly right now. They want this. And what we've got to do, and by they, I'm talking about the wicked lizard overlords that are in powers of authority that are trying to run the country into the ground. You know, America's the only nation holding back this wicked Antichrist agenda with these perverts that are over at the World Economic Forum or the WHO and all these places. They're trying to run the world into the ground. And with guys like Bill Gates trying to buy stuff up and do all the things they're doing and pollute our food, pollute the air, all the stuff. If we stand now and don't react as the world would react, but we stand in righteousness, we intercede, we show up where we need to show up for the polls, all of it. I'm telling you, I believe that we're going to begin to see a victory here. I really do.